Yeah, Hervoya is right here. Basically, console is where input comes from, and device is where output goes to. And the reason that there's a difference is because of multi-headed X displays, where basically display is sort of like a console, and the screen, which is an X term, is sort of like a device. Now, the separation of devices and consoles was definitely not a mistake, but Hervoya may well be right that it was a mistake to expose consoles at the ELISP level. That probably it would have made more sense just to, at the LISP level, make everything look like devices and just use consoles internally. Now, FSF Emacs actually does both devices and consoles internally. They call a console, they call a keyboard, and a device they call a display. And I don't think that's a good idea, but probably it would be have been better not to have consoles be LISP visible. Now, the reason that I wanted to make them visible was otherwise you have the situation where if you set an input property on one of the two devices that are on a multi-headed display, then it also affects the other device on that display, but it won't affect any other devices besides this. And that might be kind of non-intuitive that you can set a property on a device and it will affect another device as well. But probably it would have just been better to live with this situation. And instead of introducing consoles, just provide a way for you to, given a device, determine all the other devices that are that have their input connected together. But anyway, the results that Didier was getting, I think they're actually fairly bogus. If let's say your local machine is called Metheny, then Metheny colon zero and Unix colon zero and localhost colon zero and just colon zero should all refer to the same device and the same console, making a distinction between local and network connections like it does here is just wrong, and I think it's probably just a bug in the code and should be fixed.